translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Before I read this translation, because I was asked from verse 26, so I'll just read only translations from 26 onward, then we'll come to this verse. Dhritarashtra's wife Gandhari gave birth to 100 sons and one daughter. O king, the oldest of the sons was Duryodhana and the daughter's name was Dhushala. 27 to 28 verse. Pandu was restrained from sexual life because of having been cursed by a sage, and therefore his three sons Yudhishthira, Bhim and Arjun were begotten through the womb of his wife Kunti by Dharmaraj, by the demigod controlled the wind, and by the demigod controlling the rain. Pandu's wife Madri gave birth to Nakul and Sahadev, who were begotten by the two Ashwini Kumaras. The five brothers, headed by Yudhishthira, begot five sons through the womb of Draupadi. These five sons were your uncles. Verse next. From Yudhishthira came a son named Prativindya. From Bhim, a son named Shatusena. From Arjun, a son named Shutakirti. And from Nakul, a son named Satanika. 31, 32, 31. O king, the son of Sadevas, Shutakarma, furthermore, Yudhishthira and his brothers begot other sons and other wives. Yudhishthira begot a son named Devaka through the womb of Puravi, and Bhimsena begot a son named Ghatotkach through his wife Hadimba, and a son named Sarvagata through his wife Kali. Similarly, Sahadev had a son named Suhotra through his wife named Vijaya, who was the daughter of the king of mountains. Nakula begot a son named Narmitra. Now to today's verse. Nakula begot a son named Narmitra through his wife named Karunumethi. Similarly, Arjuna begot a son named Iravan through his wife known as Ulupi, the daughter of Nagas, and a son named Babruvahan by the womb of princess of Manipura. Babruvahan became adopted son of king of Manipur. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. It is to be understood that Parvati, the daughter of the king of very, very old mountainous country known as Manipur state. 5,000 years ago, therefore, when Pandava ruled Manipur, existed as did its king. Therefore, this kingdom is very old, aristocratic, Vaishnav kingdom. If this kingdom is organized as a Vaishnav state, this revitalization will be a great success, because for 5,000 years this state has maintained its identity. If the Vaishnava spirit is revived there, it will be a wonderful place. Renowned throughout the entire world, Manipuri Vaishnavas are very famous in Vaishnava society. In Vrindavan and Navdweep, there are many temples constructed by the kings of Manipur. Some of our devotees belong to Manipur state. The Krishna consciousness movement therefore can be well spread in the state of Manipur by the cooperative efforts of Krishna conscious devotees. Om Agyanti Milindasya Gyananjan Shalakya Chakshna Milatam Yen Tasmai Shri Guru Vai Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manubhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutle Swayam Rupkadam Dadati Sapadantikam. Namo Vishnu Padai Krishna Prishtam Utle Shimata Bhakti Vedan Swaminita Namne. Namaste Saswati Deve Gurvani Prachar Nirsheshunavadi Pasha Deshtane. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda. Shri Advaita Gadhadhar Shiva Sadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Narayanam Namaskrit Namchab Narottamam Devin Saswati Vyasam Tato Jam Dhirit. Vancha Kalpatra Vishkripa Sindhu Vibhijpatitana Pavni Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare. Namo Vishnu Padai Krishna Prishthaya Bhutleshma Giriraj Swaminiti Namane. So here, Shukdev Goswami is telling to Parikshit about his family. Now, here he's explaining, people may think that why there are so many names are giving here about, you know, it's just names only. Sometimes people think like that, isn't it? What is the reason of that? But these are not simply names. These are the pastimes of Krishna and his devotees, and he's explaining how your Purvaj, your ancestors, how great they were. So I'm going to touch few of the personalities from here. First of all, he's telling in the text 27 to 28, Pandu was restrained from sexual life because of having been cursed by a sage. Pandu Maharaj, one day he was in the forest, and by accident, he actually, well, he was on hunting, and there was a deer, and they were mating, and he shot that deer. Now, these deers were no ordinary, they were actually Mundik Muni. This Muni, Mundik Muni, with his wife, he was having a relationship when he hit the arrow, and it pierced both of them. So this rishi, he cursed him, he said, well, all right, you were hunting, but you should not have hunted while the animals were mating. And he said, yeah, he said, I'm really apologize, I did not know that you were rishi. So that time, but rishi still cursed him, he said, moment you will unite with your wife, immediately you will die. So he had a curse with him. And he went to forest with his both wives, Kunti and Madhuri. When he was in the forest, one day he thought that he must have a son, because the sanskar, who will do the sanskar when I die? And it's called Pitru Puja. It is custom in Vedic culture. The putra is the one who performs, who does pujas for him even after for the departed souls, like Shraddh ceremony. Even Vaishnavas do Shraddh. We have seen Advaita Acharya performed his Shraddh by inviting Haridas Thakur. So, in order to have a son, he thought, what should I do? I can't unite with my wife. So then immediately he knew that Kunti had a benediction from Durvasa Muni. Once Durvasa Muni, when he went to Kunti Bhoj was father's name? Anyway, Kunti's father's kingdom, at that time she was not married. So anyway, she served Durvasa very nicely. A young girl, Kanya. Kanya means below the age of 13. So this is called Kanyadan. This is how it used to be in Vedic culture. So she was just a Kanya, and she served Rishi so nicely, cooked for him, and whatever service she rendered. And Durvasa Muni, he blessed her. He said, oh Kanya, I'll give you a benediction that you can call any demigod. You ever call a demigod, he will appear in front of you. You may need help, because, you know, day to day when we are living in the material world, we find so many difficulties from health, wealth, family, you know, so many other material world mean full of suffering, anxieties. So he said, you feel ever anxiety, you can call any demigod. Just chant the name of demigod, he will appear in front of you to help you. So one day after the Durvasa Muni departed from the palace, so she just looked through, she was thinking of the benediction. So she came out, she said, oh really? I mean, he given me a benediction, can I really call? So she just looked at the sun. So let me try it, if sun god can appear. So she looked at the sun and said, Surya Devaya Namaha, please come. And immediately sun appeared. So when he appeared, said, oh my God, she never, can you imagine what the effulgence of sun is, what power of sun is? We only experience the sun rays. Prabhupada gives so many examples about, what is the verse? In the Bhagavatam in the beginning. Anyway. So Prabhupada, he will like give examples. Sun appeared. And he said, well, can I have to give you benediction? You called me and I have to give you something. Let me give you a son. Oh, Maharaj, I don't want a son. I'm a young girl, I'm virgin. I don't want what I will say to the people. No, I have to give you because I have come. So this is the best I can give you. But you will remain virgin, don't worry. So he gave a son and he disappeared. Of course, that was a Karan. So that's a whole story in Mahabharata, you see. So she had this benediction that she could call any demigod. At that time, Pandu said, oh Kunti, you got a benediction. So you don't have to have a sexual relationship with these people, these demigods, to have a son. So they'll come and they'll give you a son. So kindly call. So immediately, Kunti at that time, the demigod. So Kunti immediately called a demigod, Dharamraj. So when Dharamraj came and he awarded a son to Kunti, and that was Yudhishthira Maharaj. And after the Yudhishthira Maharaj with the demigod, and then by the Pavandevata, father of Hanuman. So Pavandevata came, the demigod for the wind. So he awarded a son. And what was the name of the son? Bhim. And by the demigod controlling the rain, Indra came, and Indra gave her the son, which is Arjun. And then the wife Madhuri, because she said, okay, I got three children, I like Madhuri to have a child as well. So she again called the demigod Ashwini Kumaras. So these both Ashwini Kumaras came and they gave two sons, Nakul and Sahadev. This is how these five Pandavas came. And now five Pandavas then further, how Yudhishthir has his children. And now these were not ordinary children. They were very warriors. They were great warriors. How great they were, you have seen if you... I don't know how many people have read Mahabharata. Okay? You should read. Bhagavad Gita is part of Mahabharata. So some of Mayavadis, they say, oh, don't read Mahabharata. You know, if you'll keep Mahabharata in the house, there will be a fighting in the house. Do you know that? You heard that? This is wrong. We are reading Mahabharata every day. Because this is the reason Mayavadi propagated this myth that if you will read Mahabharata, there will be fight in your house. The reason, because the moment you will read Mahabharata, you will know Krishna is God and you will worship Krishna. And when you will worship Krishna, you would not follow these, Prabhupada used the word rascal gurus. So then you won't follow these people. So these people have created a myth about Mahabharata and Ramayana. They call it mythology. It is not a mythology. It's a fact. It's a history. It's an itihas. The proof is there. Scientific proof is there that these pastimes have happened in Ramayana. All the pastimes of Ramayana are the facts. And the pastimes of Mahabharata are the facts. And the proofs are in when you go to Kurukshetra. Sometimes they say, oh, don't go to Kurukshetra. Two brothers should not go. If two brothers will go to Kurukshetra, they will fight among each other. Have you heard that? Kurukshetra, Dharam Kshetra, Kurukshetra. Very first verse of Bhagavad Gita. Dharam Kshetra, Kurukshetra. Samveta, Yujutsava. Kurukshetra is a Dharam Kshetra. It is a religious place. It is a holy place. That is why if you are not righteous, then will we fight. If you can, I took when I went with my family, both my children were with me, so I took them because it's a religious place. There was no fighting. So these, how great! I'm going to come to. There's a verse. Which verse was it? Where is it going? Yes. So Bhimsen, he got the Ghatotkach. Now here the description is not given much because volume would have become so high. Prabhupada has given time to time description of different personalities. But Prabhupada, if you start giving personalities for each, it would become a really huge Bhagavatam set would become. Prabhupada has given different, like Vishwamitra Muni and this different Munis. Prabhupada has given. Ghatotkach. Ghatotkach was so powerful. Shishi Radha Gokulanji ki jai, Sitaram Rukshin Shikonitai ji ki jai. Ghatotkach was so powerful that when he fell, practically he killed half of the army of the Kauravas. He expanded his size. It was Ghatotkach was son of Bhim from Hidimba, the demon Hidimba, when he married. So the Ghatotkach was so powerful, he expanded his size. At that time, Bhimas, he said, go and fall at the army of the Pandavas, at the army of the Kauravas. So Ghatotkach actually, when he fell, he practically killed. Because this is when this is, what's his name? Karan, he had a special arrow he saved to kill Arjun. And Krishna knew, Krishna protect his devotees. Krishna knew that he was afraid of only that one particular arrow, which was in the tunir, is called tunir. What is English? Quiver. Tunir is better for me because I'm more habitual calling tunir. So he had in his tunir there was one arrow, and that arrow could have killed Arjun. And since the first day, Arjuna knew that somehow or other this arrow has to be destroyed. And then at the battlefield, he told Duryodhana, he said, my army is, Ghatotkach is killing my entire army. He said, kill that, this Ghatotkach. He said, if I'll kill this Ghatotkach with that arrow, they could not kill him with any arrow. He said, you got the arrow, you kill him. He said, I have kept that arrow for Arjun. He said, no. What will you do with Arjun? Are you fighting only with Arjun or my whole army will be finished? Then there will be no war. I will lose the war. So you have to do something. So Duryodhana, when he forced, and Karna said, all right, I'm your friend. So if you want that, I'll do that. So when he hit the Ghatotkach, at that time Ghatotkach was dying. So at that time Bhim told him, expand your body as much you can. So with the mystic power, he expanded his body while he was dying. So he fell at the army of Kauravas, and half of the Kauravas army were killed. Now Ghatotkach's son, what was his name? Barbrik. Barbrik was very powerful. Barbrik was powerful than anybody. Now you may think that, you know, you have heard in this army, even the moment we open Bhagavad Gita, there's so many soldiers, so many people are so powerful. Arjun, Bhim, Nakul, Sudev, you know, Duryodhana, Dushasan, you know, Kritavarma, so many powerful, you know, even Karana, they were powerful. But matter of fact, nobody was powerful than Barbrik, even Ghatotkach. And the glorification of Ghatotkach is in Mahabharata, and there is another scripture I have forgotten the name of, Barbrik. Before the battlefield of Kurukshetra was starting, at that time, I'm bringing back you now, before the battlefield of Mahabharata. So Krishna was discussing with all the five Pandavas. So Arjun, what do you think? How many days you will be able to finish this war? He said, I will take 28 days to finish this war. Of course, the war was done in 18 days. So he said, I will take 28 days. I can finish the entire Kaurava army single-handedly. So then he asked other one, I don't remember exact days now. One, I think Bhima gave 24 days. So the different Pandavas given different days. Yudhishthira said, I can do within these many days. So Krishna heard. So
battlefield was just about to start, everybody was processing toward the Kurukshetra, Dharamkshetra, Kurukshetra. You must tell the people, it is not, it is a religious place, Dharamkshetra. So everybody was heading toward the Kurukshetra. Now Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He knew heart of every living entity. Now 650 million soldiers were heading toward Kurukshetra. Can you imagine? 650 million. So when they were heading toward, and Krishna is a God, he is a Supreme Personality, and he is a friend of the Pandavas. Pritranaya sadhunam vinashaya dushkritam. Now he is well-wisher of Pandavas. Before the war, he asked, he said, okay, when Duryodhana and Arjun went, and so Duryodhana, he said, so what do you want? He asked, Duryodhana said, okay, he said, you can have me alone, but I will not fight, Krishna said. You can have me on your side, but I won't even pick the weapon up. Or you can have my entire Narayani Sena, which was the most powerful on the planet Earth at that time. So, he gave an option. But Arjun selected, he said, Krishna, I'd just like to have you only. I don't want your Narayani Sena. And Duryodhana was very happy. Oh, such a fool. He's taking the person. Okay, he may be very powerful, maybe mystic man, but he's taken only Krishna. And now I'm having the entire army of Krishna. The whole Dwarka Vasis, they will all fight for me. Oh, I'm very happy. Of course, Shikhandi said, what a fool you are. Krishna alone is a powerful. Krishna is a well-wisher of his devotees. So Krishna immediately knew, yes, all the soldiers are heading toward. So Krishna's eyes were on one particular warrior. And the one particular warrior, Krishna was not thinking about Duryodhana. Krishna was not thinking about Bhim. Krishna was not thinking about Karan. Krishna was not thinking about any other warrior, except one warrior. That was the son of Hidimba, the grandson of Bhim, Barbrik. He was thinking Barbrik is heading toward. Barbrik told his mother, he said, everybody is going for a war. I want to go too. So Hidimba asked the mother, she said, Barbrik, why do you want to go to this war? They haven't even invited you. He said, No. My grandfather, Bhim, and my father will be fighting too. And I think I should go into the war. But from whose side you will fight? He said, any side. Who will become weaker, I will fight from that side. This is my dharma. If Kauravas will become weaker, I will fight from the Kauravas side. If Pandavas will start getting weaker, I will fight from Pandavas side. Alright. Give me blessings. Mother, alright, give him blessings. Now when he was on the way to Kurukshetra, immediately Krishna was worried. Barbrik is coming. So he disguised himself as a Brahman, Krishna. And he went to in front of Barbrik. Barbrik had only 3 arrows in his tunir. Only 3 arrows. That's all he's had. Only 3 arrows. So Krishna went as a Brahman. Oh, warrior, where are you going? Oh, I'm going to Kurukshetra. There's a great war is happening in Kurukshetra. Really? What will you do? I will fight. So he said to Barbrik, how much time you will take to finish the entire war? He said, only 1 second. He said, what are you talking about? So he's a Brahmin. He said, I will kill the entire army. Oh, 650 million. I can kill them within 1 second. How can you do that? He said, he had a benediction. That's why Krishna was worried about the Barbrik. Now Pandavas are taking 28 days, 24 days, 20 days. Factually it happened in 18 days. But Barbrik had a power to finish the entire Kaurava's army, or including Pandavas, within 1 second. And what power he had? He had a benediction from Shiva. So this Brahman, Krishna, who was disguising as a Brahman, he said, okay, show me, how will you do it? He said, I got these three arrows. And these arrows, the first arrow, it will go, it will hit the target and it will come back. These three arrows will never be destroyed. It's not that they go, a Brahmastra, they'll go and after that they will be useless. No, these arrows are so powerful. My first arrow will go, it will mark all the soldiers to whom I want to kill. And the second arrow will go and mark the soldiers who I don't want to kill. And third arrow will go, and it will kill all the soldiers with mark which I'm going to kill. It will just go and kill them and come back into my tunir. And it will take the whole process, it can take only not more than 1 second. And Krishna is very tricky, you know that. You know, Krishna has saved, what's his name? And Shiva, he saved Shiva. You know, what was the... From the Asur, you know? Basmasur? Yeah? He saved him. So similarly, Krishna said, oh, really? And Krishna knew. These arrows will act. It's a benediction of Shiva. Now Krishna is going to destroy his Samhadra. What is going to Krishna do? So Krishna said, all right. Barbaric, if you think I'm a Brahman, and you know, I go with the facts, I don't doubt at your ability, but I want to see that really can you do this? And I immediately said, if you can do this, I've got this tree. There's so many leaves on this tree. If you can pierce all the trees with your arrows, you put a hole in the trees of every single leaf, then I will accept that you got this ability. He said, no problem. So immediately he took the arrow. Om Namo Shivaya. Shiva's benediction. He shot the arrow. And this arrow went and it put hole, it marked. Now he's marking all the trees. So these arrow went and immediately the tree, every single leaf of the tree had a hole. And after the every single leaf was marked within a flick of second. And then this arrow was start rotating toward the foot of Krishna. Because Krishna wanted to see. So what Krishna done, he hid one of the leaf of the tree under his foot. So when the arrow was rotating toward his foot, at that time he looked at it, he marked everything. He said to this Barbaric, he said, Barbaric, why your arrow is, I seen all the holes, I accept whatever you marked every single leaf of the tree. But Barbaric, why it is rotating toward my foot? He said, oh Brahman, you are not a Brahman. And he fell at the feet. He said, you are Narayan. Because my arrow will never pierce your foot. Because one leaf you must be hiding under your foot. It must be under your foot. So at that time when he fell at the feet of Narayan, and immediately Krishna came back, he said, yes. So immediately he offered his obeisances. He said, my lord, my arrow cannot pierce your foot. So then he said, I'm so fortunate that I'm able to see Krishna, who is so dear to the devotees. You are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And such a great fortune. I wanted to see the war, and I knew you're fighting from the side of Pandavas. And I always wanted to have your darshan, and please, how I can serve you. Give me opportunity to serve you how I... And he wanted to surrender, because he knew Krishna is a god. Like Bali Maharaj, what can I do for you? Krishna said, all right, if you really want to surrender me, and generally people surrender, they bow down their head, isn't it? He said, yes, so I want your head. Give me your head. And Barbaric immediately, he said, my lord, I'm so happy that you asked me the head. And he said, I'm feeling ecstasy offering you my head. But I got one desire before I offer you my head to you. What is that?
If I offer the head, I won't be able to fight in the war. But my Lord, I don't want to miss the opportunity of seeing this great war of Mahabharata, that Kurukshetra. Give me benediction so I can see the war at least. So Krishna said, immediately he cut his head and he offered it to Krishna. Krishna said, yes, no problem. Your head will be able to see the entire war. So then they put the head of Barbrik on the top of a hill. I mean, this is, you learn in India, you know, because you're born in that area, so going Kurukshetra and all this. But some people say it is put on a mountain, and some people said it was on something. But I think it's on mountain. That's what I mostly read this. So they put this on the peak of a mountain. So Barbrik was seeing the entire war of Pandavas for 18 days. He saw the entire war. What's the time? I got 10-15 minutes. So when he saw the entire war and the head. So Barbrik, when the war was finished, everybody, all the 600 soldiers were killed, and the only left was 5 Pandavas and Krithvarma and Ashwasthama from the side of Kauravas. Krithvarma and Ashwasthama were survived. And of course, these Pandavas never had arguments. They had only one wife. Generally, people have arguments in the house. But these Pandavas, even Prabhupada mentioned in one of the lectures, he said, Pandavas, they never had any argument over a wife in the house. So they lived very peacefully. She served them very nicely. And they performed their duties very nicely. But with the arrangement of Krishna after the war, when they were discussing, Faida, he said, well, I killed most soldiers, and he said, I killed most soldiers. Bhima said, I killed more of all this Pandava's brothers and all this, you know, these sort of. So then they said, all right, so they went to Krishna. Krishna, you tell us, who was the best at the battlefield of Mahabharata? So he said, go to Barbrik and ask Barbrik. So Krishna sent to the Barbrik, 5 brothers. So they went to Barbrik, and Barbrik was still there. And then he asked, he said, Barbrik, who was the best fighter? Who killed the most of the Kaurava's army? Barbrik said, none of you killed that. You didn't kill anybody. What do you mean you didn't kill anybody? He said, it was not you. I saw at the battlefield of Kurukshetra that actually to the Sudarshan Chakra of Krishna, who was rotating on the entire army, it was Krishna who killed the entire army. Nimitta matra save sachina. So what I'm saying is, this is how great these warriors, and this a family lineage of Pandavas, and this is how they surrendered. In order to see Krishna, this is our philosophy of Krishna consciousness, is that chant Hare Krishna, surrender to Krishna. Krishna says, surrender to me. Sarvdharman Pratajya. But how much are we surrendered? Look at the Bali Maharaj. Look at the, Barbrik. And Barbrik is, Krishna actually blessed him. He said, you will be known as the Khatu Sham. The temple of Barbrik is near Jaipur, about 70 kilometers from Jaipur. And anybody heard the word Khatu Sham? Yes, you're from Vrindavan, so that's why you know. So he said, Krishna said, you will be worshipped on my name. So they said the original head of Barbrik is still there in the Khatu Sham temple. So these whole process of Krishna consciousness is the surrender. So simply follow 4 regulative principle is not makes us devotee. Oh, I am following 4 regulative principle. Oh, this is very, he's a very strict brahmachari. He's a very strict householder, He follows principles, But following principles is not Krishna consciousness. Following principles just makes us human. But really Krishna consciousness starts when we chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Purify our existence. Surrender. How much have we surrendered? And when we really surrender to Krishna, like Dukhi Krishna Das, when he was in Vrindavan,
Today is the disappearance of Rupa Goswami. Now, Rupa Goswami, Prabhupada, he written all these Bhagavatam. He was sitting in the Radha Damodar temple. Through the window, he would see Shri Rupa Goswami. Prabhupada said, I got inspired. I used to pray to Rupa Goswami. So Rupa Goswami, so this, if these you are, we all are reading, it's because of Rupa Goswami. Rupa Sanatana Bhattaraguna, Shri Jeeva Gopala Bhattaraguna, six Goswamis, Sapta Devalyas, seven temples of Vrindavan. And how beautiful that is, surrender, because before six Goswamis they taken Vrindavan for us. Before six Goswamis, actually it was Loknath Goswami and Bhugarbha Goswami who went to Vrindavan. So then after Loknath Goswami and Bhugarbha Goswami is Chait Krishna, the deity in Radha Damodar temple. So before them, after them, then Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami came. And Sanatana Goswami is the eldest brother. And the Rupa is younger. But still, Rupa Goswami, because we are the followers of Rupanugas, Rupa Goswamis. Without them, it is not possible to understand Krishna consciousness. It is no way. People go to Vrindavan. You see, when we started going to Vrindavan, we were not very busy. I mean, at the time of when Prabhupada started, when the devotees went in 1969, he was very quiet. Even Krishna Balaram temple wasn't really like a forest outside. But now, when we started going, it was Krishna Balaram temple. There was nothing in front of Krishna Balaram temple. They've newly built some shops. They were empty. And there was no rush. But now and then the rush is building up, building up, building up, building up. But now you go, oh my God, you can't even move. Not on festival days, every day, and particularly on Sunday, is every day festival. So people are going, so many people are flocking into Vrindavan. So much traffic. But then what do they do? People even got no clue about the Sapta Devalyas. Seven temples of our Goswamis. People got no connection about that. People go to, isn't it? Just go to Bihariji temple and out. But if you want to know about Krishna, then you have to. You cannot know Krishna simply go to Bihariji. No, you cannot know. It's not possible. No Kirtan. Do you find Kirtan in Bihari temple? No. Bihariji is there. But real Bihariji is not in over there. Real Bihariji is in our Krishna Balaram temple. Prabhupada says very clearly. He said, if you want to see Vrindavan, Vrindavan is within the four walls of Krishna Balaram temple. And it is a fact. It's a fact. Now one may say, how can you say, oh no, no, you must be a follower of ISKCON, that's what you're saying. No, it is a fact. Why? Because actually Vrindavan is only within the Sapta Devalya. The followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Rupa Goswami, Rupa Sanatana Bhattaraguna, Shri Jeevagopala Bhattaraguna, Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Govindji, Radha Gopinathji, Radha Damodarji, Radha Shyam Sundarji, you see, and Radha Raman and Radha Gokulnanda. These are the seven temples. Now seven temples, you see, I can sit down another hours. It's like, when we say, you chant Hare Krishna, Krishna, you want to feel the love of Krishna, you surrender to Krishna, you can feel. Bhugarbha Goswami, why name is Bhugarbha? Because he would just go under the ground and just chant. Similarly is this Dukhi Krishna Das, Shyamananda Prabhu. If you go to Radha Shyamsunda temple, right next to Radha Damodar temple, how many people seen Radha Shyamsunda temple? Do you know there's a small deities over there, two deities? Is Lala Lali, Radha Shyamsundar, their name Radha Shyamsundar. They actually manifested from the heart of Radha Rani. The whole story, sometime other will discuss this story, how, Shyamananda Prabhu was blessed. And not only that, very quick one, what's the time? We got 5 minutes, is it okay?
I have to follow the authorities of temple. So it's like when Shyamananda was there and Radharani and Krishna, there were rasa dancers going out there, and then the ankle bell fell. I'm giving very brief. When the ankle bell fell, and he immediately would say, this is not ordinary. Because divine, it belongs to, it's not ordinary jewelry which is manufactured in this world, material world. It's a divine from the spiritual world, the ankle bell of Radharani. A moment the Shyamananda touched, immediately he felt ecstasy. Oh my God. And immediately, you know, you touch a wire, you know, you feel a current. So you touch the, he said, oh. And immediately he felt ecstasy. So he said, this is not ordinary. So he kept. And Radharani, she sent Lalita Sakhi, go and bring my ankle bell. I fell on the last night when I was dancing with Krishna in the courtyard. And at that time, when Lalita Sakhi came with the old lady, she came, she said, oh, Baba, my daughter-in-law, you know, she was here yesterday and she lost her ankle bell. And immediately he said, oh, your daughter-in-law lost ankle bell? He said, yes. So if she has lost ankle bell, tell her to come and take it. And Lalita Sakhi, he told this old lady, he was Lalita Sakhi. Lalita Sakhi went to Radharani. He said, she is not giving. He said, you send your daughter-in-law. So Radharani personally came and taken this ankle bell. But because of his devotion, these are all pastimes. This is all because of showing that how merciful. And Radharani actually not only put this ankle bell onto this, like we got this mark of Gaudiya Vaishnava has got special. We got special mark. You know, these Shivites, they do like this. Different Vaishnavas put different tilak. But our tilak is this. Our tilak is this. This is our shika. This is how the shika should be. Prabhupada said, shika should be about this much. Prabhupada mentioned actually. Some devotee had a big shika like this. Prabhupada said, no, that's not Gaudiya shika. Gaudiya shika means like this. Like small. So we can't have small, we can't have big. This is the right perfect size. Not too big, not too small. That's a Gaudiya shika. Similarly, we got Gaudiya tilak. So Gaudiya tilak, unless it doesn't grow, that's different thing. If you hear problem, that's different. So Gaudiya tilak is like this. But Shyamananda, Radharani puts tilak on the Gaudiya, on the Shyamananda's. And then she actually gave a deity which manifests from the heart of Radharani. So these two deities, like we have heard about Radharaman, that how Gopal Bhatta Goswami's Shaligram turned to Radharamanji. But here, a set of deities manifested from the heart of Radharani, and immediately she gave this deity to Shyamananda Prabhu. And these deities are called Radha Shyam Sundar. Another name is of the deities. There are two deities in Radha Shyam Sundar temple. One is the main deities, which is Baldev Vidyabhushan. And Prabhupada, when he named in Krishna Balaram his own deities, he said Radha Shyam Sundar. If you see in the Bhagavad Gita, he said, I dedicate this to Baldev Vidyabhushan. So Prabhupada even. So these are the deities. So Krishna manifests. So Krishna can manifest only if we do some work, surrender. And the surrender you have seen these devotees. So our surrender, we are nowhere near the surrender. We are nowhere near the surrender. So we have to purify ourselves in the association of devotees. I'll tell you one thing before I wind up. Sometimes devotees say, you know, well, you know, I'm not happy in the temple, I'm not happy here, or in the organization, and all in like this. Srila Bhakti Santa Saraswati Thakur Maharaj, once somebody told Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj, he said, well, you know, in your Bagh Bajar, some of the devotees are not behaving properly. So this problem was even there in Gaudiya Math, even the time of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So they said, some of people are not falling properly. So they should not be allowed to live in the mutt. You should not allow them to live in the mutt. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said to the person, he said, oh, so can you tell me a better place than this mutt where they can live? You understand? He said, can you tell us a better place than the mutt where they can live? Actually, there is no other better place in the world than the place where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is getting worshipped. The place where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is getting worshipped, that is the best place. And the association, the followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Rupa Goswami's followers, because of them, there is no possibility of understanding. There is no way one can understand Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There is no way. And without understanding Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it is not possible of understanding Radha and Krishna. Naam, Rupa, Guna, Leela, they say chanting Hare Krishna, it will manifest only because of mercy of Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, our six Goswamis. So without Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, without these, it cannot be possible. So there, in the entire world, in the entire creation, there is no place better than this place. We are in the Bhaktivinoda Manor. This is a place for our six Goswamis. This manor is a place of our Gaudiya Vaishnavas. This manor is a place of Prabhupada. This manor, Prabhupada doesn't talk anything except these six Goswamis. He doesn't talk about anything about except Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So that place is the most glorious, that place is the most safest place. So if anybody think that he can live better place than this place, person is in under illusion. Maya is full. Material world is full of sufferings. Moment we leave the association of devotees, you should just consider that you are going into the hell. So it's better to live with the devotees. It does not matter. It does not matter. Somebody, you know, that is where the humility will come. We have to tolerate. Prabhupada said tolerate. Why tolerate? This is the reason, because there is no other better place. You got to still tolerate. You live outside, you tolerate. People go to work. Boss says something, do this. You don't like it, but you have to do it. You're tolerating. People who work outside, they will know. They have to tolerate. In the material world, you tolerate. Even the material household of life, you tolerate each other. So toleration has to be there anyway. So why not tolerate in the temple? Why not tolerate in the association of devotees? And just keep chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, 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 Rama. So I won't take question now. Isn't it? So if anybody like to discuss, they can discuss me with after. Oh, what do you allow? After, yes. I thought so. So yes, so you can, if you want to ask something or discuss something, you can discuss with me after. So please stay in the association of devotees, read Srila Prabhupada books, and Krishna will manifest in the heart of sincere devotees. Srila Prabhupada ki nidai go premanande.